Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Yesterday we looked at the first 16 verses of a one chapter book called Jude. Jude writes a short but urgent and convicting letter warning the church to be on guard of false teachers who dwell in their community, reminding them that God's divine justice is surely coming. And today we're going to read the rest of the letter, the last 9 verses. Let's turn to Jude verses 17 to 25. Verse 17. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Amen. Jude called the church, then and today, God's beloved. And I love that. He calls his church God's beloved. And twice in this passage, Jude calls the church God's beloved. We are loved by the Lord. We are loved. And I just want to remind you of today. You are loved by the Lord. And that's an encouragement for me as well. It's just a good reminder every day. I am loved by the Lord. And it's for this very reason, the fact that we are God's beloved, that I believe Jude feels the urgent need to write this letter to the church. Not only in this passage, but even twice in the first 16 verses, Jude says, the church is God's beloved. And so Jude writes this urgent letter to God's beloved, his church. And as the church was faced with the dangers of false teachers creeping into their community, teaching false things, swaying them into sensuality and sexual immorality and disobedience and rebellion, Jude called them to do 3 things. Remember, keep, and show mercy. Jude called them to do these 3 things. Remember, keep, and show mercy. And I want to just talk about these 3 things today. First, verse 17 says, you must remember the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. The prediction is in verse 18, which says, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. There's no scriptural reference for these apostolic warnings, so they were probably common early Christian teachings that were taught orally. And so he calls us to remember and receive these apostolic warnings that the end is near. The predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ are true. Scoffers in the last days will appear following their own ungodly passions. The last days are coming. And those who follow their own ungodly passions will receive the same judgment as those mentioned in verses 5 to 7. Remember. Second, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep. And we do this by growing in our faith in Christ and praying in the Holy Spirit. The love of God is what keeps us on the path of righteousness. And the love of God is what leads us not to destruction, but to eternal life. And when we keep ourselves in the love of God, steering away from the false teachings that rebel against the authority of God, we stand firm upon the promises of God, the promises of eternal life with God. And so keep yourself in the love of God by growing in your faith in Christ and praying in the Holy Spirit. Third, verses 22 to 23 call us to have mercy. don't just remember, don't just keep yourself in the love of God, but have mercy. Show mercy to those who doubt. Show mercy to those who are tempted to follow these false teachers and snatch them out of the fire. Show mercy to those who are dwelling with sin and unrighteousness, and do so with fear. Let the fear of God protect us from falling into sin as well as we show mercy to them. Have mercy. Have mercy. And so, like the church in the days of Jude, these are three ways we can respond to false teachers and their way of life. Remember, keep yourself in God's love, and show mercy. But Jude closes by remembering who our God is, praising God because he is, as it says in verse 24, he is the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. Praise God that he has all power and authority and dominion to keep us holy and blameless before him. And so in the likeness of Jude's closing to the letter, I like to close with verse 25. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember, Lord, that the last days are coming, that the prediction of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ are coming true, that there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. And help us, Lord, to keep ourselves in the love of God, in your love, Lord, by continuing to put our faith in Jesus and praying in holy dependence in the power of your Holy Spirit. We want to continue to keep ourselves in your presence, in your love. And third, God, help us to have mercy on those around us. Help us to show mercy to those who doubt, to those who are tempted, to those who are already dwelling in sin, that we might have mercy upon them and point them back to you, Jesus. So Lord, we want to ultimately surrender, God, our church and the Big C Church into your hands and say, Lord, you are God. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our devotional today, and I hope that we can continue to remember, keep ourselves in the love of God, and have mercy. Have a great day.